Bokashi composting at its simplest is using microorganisms to anaerobically ferment organic matter in an acidic environment so that it can be rapidly assimilated into the soil by the soil biota. Bokashi composting is really a fermentation process, not a composting process. By definition, composting is an aerobic process that requires oxygen to properly compost or break down organic matter. In traditional composting, anaerobic composting is bad and results in unfavorable byproducts. With Bokashi, you can ferment food waste anaerobically and avoid unfavorable byproducts by using a specifically selected group of microorganisms that neutralize harmful bacteria and encourage the proliferation of beneficial bacteria. Because you're fermenting organic matter anaerobically in a closed system, not composting it in a traditional sense of the word, you have numerous benefits. 1. You can compost all types of food waste, including meat, cheese, dairy, and bread. 2. You don't have to worry about mixing greens and browns in a specific ratio. 3. No insect or rodent issues. 4. No putrid odors. 5. Minimal greenhouse gases are produced. 6. No loss of nutrients to the ground or the atmosphere. 7. The finished product is full of beneficial microorganisms. 8. Bokashi composting can be used on any scale. 9. The organic waste doesn't have to be turned on a regular basis. 10. Bokashi composting is much faster than traditional composting. When you compost using Bokashi, you need to introduce beneficial microorganisms to the food waste to start the fermentation process. This can be done using a dry carrier, such as an inoculated carbon source, like wheat bran, or a liquid form, via a microbial spray, such as activated EM. These microorganisms then go to work consuming sugars from the organic waste, and the fermentation process begins. After 2 weeks of anaerobic fermentation, the fermented organic waste can then be applied directly to your garden soil or mixed with soil to be used as a potting mix. The simplicity of the whole process makes recycling kitchen waste very easy and is just one of the reasons you should add Bokashi to your eco tool belt. Meat and dairy are okay. If you were to start adding meat and dairy to a traditional compost pile, you'd likely attract flies, rodents, or both. This may or may not be an issue for you and your location, but for most people, it is a big issue, big enough that it can lead to neighbor complaints, stop people from composting, or even discourage them from starting. Can you successfully compost meat and dairy in a traditional compost pile without any problems? Yes, it's definitely possible and can be done very efficiently, but it requires careful attention and a well-built pile that's actively managed. If the air stops getting introduced to the pile, you run the risk of the meat going anaerobic. It'll smell very bad as it putrefies, releasing hydrogen sulfide and other sulfur-containing organic compounds. This is one of the reasons why the United States EPA advises against backyard and on-site composting of these materials, stating, "This method should not be used to compost animal products or large quantities of food scraps. Having an aerobic compost pile requires a fair amount of work, dedication, and knowledge. A lot of people succeed, but many come up short. Greens and browns and the carbon-nitrogen ratio." Anyone who's read anything about the traditional composting process may know only one thing. You need the right mixture of browns and greens or it won't work right. This is where eyes start glazing over and the confusion begins. What is brown? What is green? How brown is something compared to something else? Potential composters start thinking and realize that they have a lot of green stuff, but where are they going to get all the brown stuff? They might not have a lot of trees in their yard to supply dry leaves, and more people are averse to using cardboard and newspaper in their composting systems, so they're constantly in search of dried stuff to use as a carbon source.